Mad Myra's Notebook for August 13th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge 2015. Today is, they had the opening ceremonies for Toastmasters yesterday. Today was the Hall of Fame ceremony in which all of the districts in Toastmasters that became distinguished or higher were recognized at the convention by having their leadership walk across the stage with their leadership team to get recognized. Our district, District 49, made distinguished status this past year for the first time in, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. So it was kind of a special thing for us, being able to walk across the stage and being recognized for all of our hard work. That was a pretty good, I don't call it the high point yet of the convention, because we still have the World Championship of Public Speaking to happen on Saturday. But so far, that's kind of the high point. I got some pretty good pictures of our team as they're, I wasn't up on stage, I was taking pictures of the team. Yeah, that's me. So anyway, right after that, something went wrong at the office and 3 out of the 5 servers went down. So I had a little bit of an emergency, and after Hall of Fame, things got a little weird. I missed out on a few other things that we're supposed to be doing, but nothing I think that would have been too, I don't think I really miss a lot of those interviews that we were doing afterwards. Have I mentioned that before? The business meeting that's coming up on Saturday is where Toastmasters elects their international officers, and all the candidates are actively campaigning right now at the convention. And as a district leader, I'm supposed to go with the team to interview the various candidates, and they're all 10-minute interviews, and it's back-to-back in this one room where all the candidates kind of set up their table. And then, you know, various Toastmasters come around and interview them. So I think we had, I think I did do 7 of those interviews today, and had about 6 or so spread out prior to this. And I think I had to step away from the last one because that's when the servers went down. I still haven't even figured out what went wrong. I spent the next hour or two reading server logs and trying to figure out what went wrong, because it's really unusual for 3 servers to go down all at the same time at the office during a work day. So anyway, I'm hoping that doesn't happen again tomorrow. If we can just at least get through the work week, usually nothing bad ever happens on Saturday or Sundays. Cross my fingers. But we'll see. Or at least on the weekend, no one's going to notice. That's just as good. But other than that, not many other things happen. I know our contestant, the one that was in the World Championship, or one who's in the international contest that advances up to the World Championship, he was in the semifinals and he took 3rd place. So that's good for Kane. I don't think he placed the last time he made it this far. So he's back in the hunt again for next year, perhaps. But it's going to make, I guess, the rest of these speeches kind of interesting. I'm about to go get dinner, and then after dinner I'm supposed to be a functionary at the next contest, one of these other semifinals for contestants from other districts. So that should be really interesting. All the world-class Toastmasters are competing in this, and we're seeing contestants coming from around the world. All of them very high quality speakers. And I'm not, can't talk about what you're doing in the contest as an official. But it's going to be interesting to watch. And on Saturday afterwards, we get to see the finals. It'll be the first time I've seen the finals in anything other than clip form, because Toastmasters does put highlight clips on YouTube of the winning, or at least the top 3 speakers. That's always a nice little teaser, but if you ever wanted to see the whole thing, you'd have to normally buy a $20 DVD or something. And anyway, I hadn't been, you know, that interested to buy the DVD before, but I'm kind of interesting to see it, you know, in person, live. That would be special. So until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.